The dim sum of globalist bulbs will be a hot pothole bonanza. By End Politicians, December 15, 2022, blog, politics, propaganda, the human condition, writing. A lack of breadth in their shallow depths will begin to immensely crater. This is serious, people. How serious, one might be pondering? Well, to put it into analogy of needed observable emittance of navigational proportions of a beacon guiding the representational direction of the whereabouts as to the fusion which is heavily consolidating so as to who is getting prepared to take the earth on an epic fission trip, then it is doggedly serious indeed. Serious indeed. Of course it is not serious enough to forego a suitable helping of the necessary lambasting in cosmic and comic proportions as strung out in quantifying puppet-dwelling existence of the unashamed throne trolls, admixing with the ineptly incognizant, clueless, smug, and pretentious blubbering blabber mouths of putting mind of state downward spiral one-dimensional inhabiting buffoons falsely representing a supposedly intelligent, objective, though in reality, saliently concave logorite chewing of the fathead narrative and agenda. Well, that was a mouthful, yet I was not fully able to explicitly and expressly spit out the not-so-rare medium of unwell politicians and mainstream media choking the palate of the unsophisticated, die-by-the-sword swallowers of globalist-routed existence. Now where could this globalist positioning system possibly lead from here? Foreshadowing might allude to propulsion of a single stage into multiple theaters, denoting detonations, fungal cumulus, and, last but not least, the accompanying salvo of salves for the periphery no longer visioning the crater of existence. Sounds pressing, on the auditory canals that is. Pressing, too, on that bigger button to follow. Act 4, Sticks and Stones. They will break bones, and words will always hurt a lefty. For now, back to the clueless dupes impossible to digest in a healthy mind, those globalist, many unwitting, shill pills known as politicians and mainstream media. Though surely to label them as the tag team of ignorance and stupidity ineptly forming and wielding the substrate of systemic disgracism, that they, in their elementary intellectual minds, have so virtue signaling branded, while attempting to wield against any entity with a penchant for actual free independent thoughts and actions unbefitting to the mind-putting existence could surely repudiate if said useful idiots, indoctrinated imbeciles, and manipulated morons would actually appear in an environment that was not an oh-so-guarded globalist safe zone. Narrative ejecta puking sterilized nonsense to the point of stagnated puddle drowning would undoubtedly be an evident self-truth in the minds of those able to understand and achieve an unselfish individual universal existence befitting and benefiting a true course of geographical location, vigilance, and stronghold of increasing, plus, expanding dimensional existence of borderless encompassment. Phew. Double standard standardization, belligerent bigoted ballyhoo, globalist-centric modeling, ignorance personalized for consumptive consumption, Hollywood hawker sidereal hawking. Forget about that stairway to heaven, Western society is being dealt the airwaves to hell through omission and slanted deception. As before, double standardization, reeking of desperation, and ultimate appreciation of retardation. Unquestioned depravity. An example too simple one says. Same same but non-miraculously different. So how about that war? The one that Ukraine is winning whilst currently having lost around one-fifth of its geographical locations? Where the lying from omission and blatant misinformation globalist media propaganda archetype refuses to debate, address, or even mention the Empire du Jour's $5 billion maiden coup of 2014, the subsequent murder of 15,000 ethnic Russian citizens by Ukraine, forces of the eastern locales of which have since been absorbed into Russia under attempted protective services, while not mentioning the banning of Russian language for the 80% plus of the ethnic Russian inhabitants? You know, the war where the Empire du Jour blew up the Nord Stream pipelines and Crimean Bridge, and then with their globalist media propaganda ministries gloatingly insinuated that Russia must have, out of what must surely be a sadomasochistic ingrained trait, Did it out of a narcissistic self-love of raptured pleasure? Or when Russia was supposedly bombing the nuclear power plant that they were simultaneously occupying, in hopes of, by globalist logic, attempting to irradiate themselves out of amusement for the love of oneself? Face of the West, unquestioned topsy-turvy where Ukraine fired a missile into Poland, killing two farmers. Where again the globalist propaganda ministries came to the split-second decision that it was Russia's missile and that NATO should ramp up the war machine in order to attempt to annihilate Russia in order to neuter then abscond with its sovereign territorial existence and begin the royal rape of those oh-so-delectable Russian resources of imperial past? Well, actually, I am not talking about the Russia Empire du jour and tag-along NATO dupes war. But what other wars are there, other than those oh-so-successful wars on COVID, poverty and drugs? Besides, the globalist propaganda ministry only speaks of the totally innocent Ukraine being attacked in unprovoked manner and handing Klaus's gerbil boy, Zelensky, all the afforded airtime in order to aggrandize World War III in the hopes of creating nuclear annihilation. Other war? But one has not heard the propaganda ministries speak of any other Caucasians being killed on the battlefield. Hold on here, people, some sort of false reality must have one's delineated existence spinning in a topsy-turvy. Fridge is freezer. Man is woman, and Bitcoin is money sort of left side is right. Slavery is freedom anomalous projective chasm of zone twilight falling from the curtained blindness of mind of state. Duh. I speak of the years-long war that has been oh so unravingly raging and has bore witness to nuclear weapons actually being exploded in the conflict zone. Nuclear weapons? But Hiroshima and Nagasaki happened 77 years ago. CR must be crazy, or is under the influence of a psychedelic-induced crisis climate of zones out in escapable fantasy dwelling passing as reality. You know, mainstream media personified, so to speak. Trofim Lysenko. To shed upon the Shiite's bed with explosive fallout? President off a president. I hope one is uncomfortable and has the popcorn out, so only to so as wonder how many more heaping helpings one may possibly have a chance to down if Western humanity continues to lead the lobotomized, globalized, and gerbilized career politicians dictate the obviously suicidal and mushroom cloud diplomacy waiting in the nuclear radiation winds of genetic change. Do not enjoy, well, there you have it. The precedent has already been set. Maybe the biggest story of the 21st century in a war that the globalist propaganda ministries refuse to even report upon. It looks like the lack of blonde hair and blue eyes has prevented the aggrandizement of the dire situation playing out in Yemen since 2014 when the Empire du jour decided to back the Saudis in an oil, pipeline and regional power dispute that is said to have Iran backing the Houthi rebels on the other side of the conflict. An objective truth would be to propose that the Empire du jour, mainly through Israel, is doing all in its power to prevent Iran from obtaining a leveling of the playing field by acquiring nuclear weapon technology. That said, it should be quite apparent as to which side of the conflict has unleashed at least one tactical nuclear weapon upon humanity, as only one side of the conflict is equipped with nuclear weapons. The above video claims that Israel and Saudi Arabia unleashed the tactical nuclear strike upon Yemeni territory, but Saudi Arabia is not a nuclear-armed country. Occam's razor, perhaps? The only countries that supposedly possess nuclear weapons are the USA, France, Britain, Russia, China, India, Israel, Pakistan, and seemingly, North Korea. Of the 9 countries to possess nuclear weapons, 7 of them have policies guiding the use of the nukes. The 2 countries without nuclear weapons policies are Israel and North Korea. Without dispute, not having a nuclear weapons policy equates to not having restrictions upon the use of nuclear weapons. Of course, having a nuclear weapons policy in no way guarantees that said country will in any way live up to such a policy. After all, it is just a policy. Israel is the only country known to possess nuclear weapons, but refuses to even acknowledge said capability. Disposed of razor, perhaps? with Iran being Israel and the United States' mortal enemy, reportedly backing the Houthi rebels in Yemen. It is not hard to imagine a scenario of a tactical nuke being released to heed warning to the Islamic Republic, or perhaps warn Russia from stepping in and providing military support to obtain regional objectives. Remember, Russia stepped in to provide support to the legitimate president of Syria in 2014 in order to pretty much single-handedly defeat ISIS, the mostly backed and funded brainchild of the empire du jour's rape of the world through a conquest of terror. Maybe it is fair to say that it does not matter as much as to who used the tactical nuclear weapons, but the fact that they were indeed used. Used indeed without any acknowledgement from the globalist propaganda ministries of false cultural indoctrination, search engine the topic. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Without question, equates to evil. A acute law mainstream media, evil is as evil does. Globalist machinations are evil, and the propaganda ministries either completely ignores the evil or inverts said evil into the topsy-turvy upside-down non-think verbal diarrhea that has, in most, been ceaselessly absorbed since prenatal existence, which normalizes the dissolved formational cerebral construct of aqueous pudding logic sloping around many a mind of a depleted societal function. Globalists, career politicians, and mainstream media. The triple whammy to a rational, logical and wise societal existence. Suffer we do, evermore into the future. Gallows a calling in order to fall out from the shelter of ignorance. But where do we go from here? Highfalutin high polluting. Happy entrail vaporization. Yes, that is what the throne trolls, accompanying career politicians, media life factories, and indoctrinated lobotomized political cheerleaders have their minds set upon in Ukraine. Though do not blame them too much, as literally a near 100% of the blatantly guilty parties literally do not possess a mind of their own. Culturally indoctrinated with their state of mind of state. There is no escape from the trap that is not known to exist. Educated to the nth degree will lead to eradicated at the 6,000 to 300,000 Kelvin degree level of educational deconstruction. Stay tuned. Looney tuned. As greasy Rishi Sunak, or quite obviously, his throne troll handlers made it clear, a terrible war that must be seen successfully to its conclusions. Occam's razor perhaps? Globalist pigs. CR.